It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in pursuing a radical and intentional life, because we don't get those big dream goals by accident. It's been a very busy week of goal pursuing around here at the Growing Hope headquarters. We've put up our whiteboard of world domination, not just for us, not just for me as Snarky Rainbows, but also for Peculiar Productions. We've attended online training, and we've relaunched the Growing Hope Twitter chat that happens on Wednesdays to kind of cement the ideas that we talk about in the podcast. But despite everything that has happened, that, you know, because we talked last week about the things that get in our way, and this week we had weather that showed up. I was sideswiped by some unexpected emails that really made me lose focus and lose track. And just the normal craziness and hecticness of living life and trying to get things done and still trying to settle into our new place. And when I got to the end of the week and I went to the focus folder and I started evaluating, what did I get done? What actually was accomplished? I really shocked myself at what all was completed. Now, maybe I didn't reach those big, lofty, big dream goals that I like to pursue every week, but I got a lot done, including getting the household chores done that I had committed to doing. Part of the reason that I was able to get so much done this past week is because of our talk about being intentional. You know, we live this radical life because we're being intentional about the steps we take. So each time I would stop, you know, I'd sit down to take a break or I'd sit down to rest for a few minutes. Each time I stopped, I would remember what we'd been talking about and about my anchor word on my whiteboard of world domination that says intentional. And I would be motivated to be intentional because it's harder to choose not to do what I know to do when I'm committed to being intentional about what I do. So this week, we're going to continue down this path. We're going to continue to hash out the whole understanding of being intentional and being radical about our walk. And in doing so, we're going to continue to be less aligned with what they have deemed normal. And don't worry, the ride is way more fun over here in the radical and intentional zone than it will ever be over where they dictate. Because being normal is overrated. And around here, we dare to be unique. So last week, it was all about the things that get in the way of the radical and intentional life. This week, we start digging into how we can pursue that radical intentional life by determining what really matters. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I am Catherine Lang. I'm your fearless Hope Smith, and I'm just here having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. So you can connect with me over at CatherineLang.com or SnarkyRainbows.com, or you can join me on Facebook at The Catherine C. Lang. The more we can connect with each other, the bolder we grow in our radical and intentional lives, because we really are stronger together. We hold each other accountable. We cheer each other on. We dare each other to jump. So be sure that you get connected. If you don't connect with me, connect with someone that's going to push you into this radical life. Now, you may be wondering to yourself exactly what I mean by radical. You may be saying to yourself, self, it's great living your best life and all that kind of stuff and following your dreams, but we don't have to get crazy. I get that. I mean, why knock over the apple cart when you can just walk around the apple cart? But I promise that when you are living your true best life and you're walking out your unique design, someone's going to tell you you've lost your mind because they don't understand and they're not supposed to understand. It's not their walk. They're not going to get that what you want or what you dream is possible. They're going to tell you it's impossible. They will deem you radical because you dare to live your unique path, your unique life, your purpose. So you might as well just go ahead and embrace the fact that you're going to dare to be radical. When we stop going along to get along, when we stop trying to conform to the rules they set, and let me just go ahead and interrupt us here. There is no reason to conform to the rules they set because they're going to change them tomorrow. Just when you think you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, according to what they have said, they're going to change what they have said. And then they're going to tell you that what you understood that they said was wrong in the first place. So let's just go ahead and quit trying to follow the rules that they have declared are the only way. And when we stop allowing anything from people to circumstances to the very fabric of reality itself, when we stop letting these things get in our way, then we will be living a radical life because it will be different from anything anyone has ever pursued before. I have to choose. We each individually have to choose what matters. Because it's what matters to us. And once we know what matters, then we have to pursue it. But you can't pursue something until you know it, and you can't make it worth knowing unless you're willing to pursue it. So one, what matters to me? Two, what am I willing to do? Three, what am I willing to give up to do what matters to me? Four, what am I willing to let go? And five, what am I willing to do even when I don't want to do it? What matters to me is the most important process in walking out your radical and intentional life. If it matters to somebody else, but it doesn't matter to you, you'll give up. You won't pursue it. You won't put all that you've got into it. So this week, take time to think about it. Try to imagine the perfect day. What will you do? Who will you be around? What will be the activities you're involved in? What will you be wearing? Where will you be located? Think about the perfect day, not vacation. I mean the perfect day that you could repeat over and over and over again. What does that look like to you? Once you map out that perfect day, you can begin to find the elements in there that really matter. Does talking to people matter to you? Do you thrive up on the stage? Do you prefer to be hiding in a closet somewhere? Do you want to be reading all day? All these different things can help you understand what really matters to you. And when you define what matters to you, then you're positioned to pursue it. So what matters to me? What am I willing to do? This is where it starts getting tricky. This is where the rubber starts to hit the road. Because you can want it. You can plan it. You can imagine and dream it better than anybody else in the world. But if you're not willing to do it, won't matter. You can't get there without going. I was sharing with somebody recently about diving. In 1988, Greg Louganis won gold medal at the Summer Olympics. And I thought, ooh, I'd love to do that. And I was on the diving team. I was on the diving team partly because I'd been stalking my husband. Well, he would be my husband later. He wasn't at the time. But it's not that diving was my passion. I could do it. I thought, oh, that'd be really cool to be an Olympic gold medalist. But that's about as far as I got. It was interesting to me. Meanwhile, somewhere else in the country, there was a young man that saw Greg Louganis dive and said, ooh, that's what I want to do. And he gave up being a wrestler in order to pursue diving and went to the 92 Olympics and won gold. So he was willing to do it. I wasn't. But when you find what truly matters to you, then look at what it's going to take to get there and determine, is this something I'm really willing to do? And then start doing it. So what matters to me? What am I willing to do? What am I willing to give up to do it? Because no matter how hard we try, we can't make more time. We each get that 24/7. So if you have 24/7 to work with, what are you going to do with it? You have to give up something in order to be able to pursue these things that really matter. So there's a time audit on the website, on the KatherineLang.com website, and it allows you to monitor how you're spending your time. So you can really get a grasp on what kind of time you have available to you. So you audit this time, you look at it, and then you get serious about what you're going to give up. I enjoy the all-day TV marathon as much as anybody else. But if I want to do all that I want to do, I don't always have time to. I have to schedule that into my time. And I have to give up something in order to schedule that into my time. The other day, we went for a hike. And in order to be able to go for the hike with my family, which I wanted to do, I had to give up time doing something else. So we have to recognize that pursuing what matters will require giving up what doesn't matter as much or doing it another way. For instance, how long does it take you to go to the grocery store? Can you order the groceries and have them delivered instead? It might cost you a little bit to do that, but is it worth the cost to have someone else do it? So when you give something up, it doesn't mean it has to go away. Sometimes it just means you have to find somebody else to do it for you. It's one of the reasons I taught my kids how to cook. So now we're determining what matters. We're finding out what we're willing to do. And then we're looking at what we're willing to give up in order to be able to do it. The fourth thing is to think about what we're going to let go. Do you have to let go of a misconception about who you are or what you can or can't do? Or maybe you have to let go of your vision of what you had to look like in order to be able to do it. Yep, preaching to the choir. Maybe you have to give up the perfect location. So you had this imagination of, or this image in your mind of this perfect recording studio, and then a tornado lands on it. And you end up in a closet in the new condo doing your podcast because it works. But you had to let go of the need to be in that perfect location. So think about it. What is it that's holding you back right now? What is it that's keeping you? You know, you've made this list of what really matters. What is it that you need to release, to let go of, in order to really get hold of what matters to you? So what matters? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to give up? What are you going to let go? And finally, what are you willing to do even when you don't want to do it? I don't know if you figured this out, but I enjoy talking. Even when I don't want to talk, I can talk. I can talk an ear off. I think I have more than once. I think my husband walks the dog simply so he won't have to listen to me talk during those times. So I can do it, but there are times when I'm like, I don't wanna. I don't want to go to that meeting. I don't want to be engaged with other people, even as an extrovert. And I mean, I'm almost 100% extroverted. Even as an extrovert, there are times when I don't want to. But it matters so much to me to get to where I want to go with Growing Hope and with the Snarky Rainbows and with Katherine Lang that I'm willing to do it anyway. And when I start into it, when I get going, whew, then I'm there. It matters. It shows that it matters. And I'm invigorated because I'm living out that radical and intentional life. When you are in your place and when you are walking out your purpose-filled life, then you are invigorated and excited about what you're doing, even when you run into those situations where you don't want to. Because it matters. And it all circles back around. What matters will give me the willingness to do it. What matters will give me the ability to give up the other things that don't matter. What matters will help direct me to let go of the things that are holding me back. What matters will infuse me with the fuel I need to do it even when I don't want to. What matters is what makes you a radical, bold, purpose-filled person. And that's what you're designed to be. And when you are walking out that radical, bold, purpose-filled uniqueness that is you, other people are going to get on board. Other people are going to want to find out how or what or why that's driving you. Even though we will stop for a car wreck because, you know, that's the way people are, and it's not just because of the traffic, even though we look at the horrible videos that are going around the internet or that are made into movies, even though we do that, I believe, and I can't help but believe it because it's my nature, I believe it is a small portion of the world that looks to the negative. I believe that the majority of people are looking for that positive reinforcement. They're looking for the people so fired up about what they believe or what they're doing or where they're going that they can't help but get on board. And I believe that you have a message they want. When you define your radical and intentional steps, you're one bit closer to living it out. Now, if you want to learn more about being radical and being intentional, head on over to KatherineLang.com and join me on this journey to being radical. Let's start a whole movement. Let's make everybody radical enough that we change the world. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.